the Euros going on and the Olympics coming up, there's plenty for sports fans to enjoy, even if it's only on the telly. And while our athletes on Team Ireland are getting ready for this postponed Olympics in Tokyo, a new plan's going to be launched today to prepare for Irish medals at European, World and Olympic level over the next decade. And Sports Minister Jack Chambers is here with more. But before we talk about all of that, Minister, let's talk first about the reopening plan. We were hearing earlier from Paul Cunningham, the Taoiseach, talking about his fears over the Delta variant and uncertainty around reopening. You'll be getting NPHET advice next Wednesday, I think, is it? It's been brought forward. The dark cloud of Delta, is it even darker?
Well, look, Delta is very concerning, but we still have a plan for the reopening of July 5th, and that's, we've given the signal to people around that.
We'll have to wait and see what NPHET says next week.
But if you look at the four metrics that we're looking at, we've seen great stability in our case numbers. Our hospitalisations in ICU are still reducing, which is positive. We're seeing serious scaling up of our vaccination rollout, huge deliveries in the last 2 weeks. And also, I suppose the final red flag is this Delta variant, which we're seeing across Europe now, and it will become the dominant variant. So that has to be carefully monitored and reviewed, and we'll obviously take into account the public health advice next week, but also balance that against the broader reopening, and that the final decision around what's possible will be made next week. But I'm still hopeful.
So it is uncertain, you're hopeful, but you're not going to give anything away right now.
Well, I think if we're being honest with people, whenever we've set out the plan for the following 4 weeks, we've said that we'll review progress and then we'll give a firm indication of what's possible in the following 4 weeks when we get the latest advice, and that's being monitored carefully. But I think if you look at the broad metrics, there's still positive indications across caseload, hospital numbers, and the vaccine.
But here's the concern:
but the Delta variant has to be monitored closely, and its impact on those who aren't vaccinated, and we have to take into account what's happened elsewhere as well.
Because the concern, as we heard yesterday, is that this is much more transmissible, even in an outdoor setting. There have been, you know, cases of, yes, unmasked, but very, you know, brief, fleeting contacts, and that was enough to pass on the infection. So what does that mean, for instance, because, you know, we're all looking at sports on the telly at the moment, but we want to be there in person. What does that mean for the return to sports fixtures for fans?
Well, just to give an update, we've had really successful pilots and they've gone really well, and the protocols have all been adhered to. I was at a couple of them myself, the Derry Offaly game, the Kilkenny Galway Camogie match, and Leinster Dragons, and it was great to hear the roar, fans back and people back in our stadia, and we're trying to build confidence in the safe return of spectators. And I know many in the public will want to see much greater numbers, and I share that ambition. So we are looking at scaling up our capacity for the return of spectators beyond our pilots, for which we'll conclude at the end of June and early July, and we'll be bringing forward proposals on significantly increasing capacity and allowing and giving enabling provisions to empower sporting organisations to get as many fans back as possible.
And say the Munster semi-final, Limerick and Cork, you're planning to have, what, 2,400 people there? Will you be using antigen testing?
So in the initial, when we outlined the pilot events, we've obviously produced a number. It's a controlled environment where there's social distancing. But just to say, there's a couple of things we are considering in the next phase. One of them is considering antigen testing, and obviously the government supports that and its potential role in getting significant increased numbers.
And have you asked NPHET to run a pilot for you?
Well, we are running a pilot as a department. So
with antigen testing?
That was announced by Minister Martin. There's a music festival in early July where there'll be antigen testing for over 3,000 people attending that event.
And that would apply to sports events, and the lessons learned there?
We're going to antigen testing will be part of our consideration for next week. And just to say as well, when people are looking at how we increase numbers in stadium, we want to do everything we can to increase capacity. Another way to do that is to actually have bubbles within our stadia, so that you take you drop social distancing amongst people who are in, say, bubbles. So for example, if people in an outdoor restaurant setting at the moment in a bubble
of six,
or even more, and that means dropping social distancing for those bubbles and having a big net increase in capacity. So we're looking at ways to significantly increase capacity, get thousands back in our stadia, and we'll be bringing, we're developing proposals on that, and I'm as ambitious as anyone to get much bigger numbers at matches and move beyond pilot events so that we see them across our All-Ireland Championships, across our League of Ireland games and so on.
And all of those plans you're making to try and get people back into stadia, that'll all depend on the advice that comes from NPHET next week about Delta and reopening.
Well, I think we've started off at very low numbers. So I think obviously Delta would be considered broadly by government. But just to say, stadia are controlled environments. They're outdoor settings. And I think we'll see increased numbers at our stadia in July. And I'm confident about that.
These high performance plans for the next 10 years, what are you aiming to achieve and how are you going to deliver it?
Yeah, so this is a really ambitious plan for the next three Olympics, Paris 24, LA and then 2032. And this is about delivering medals and success on the international stage. We've had brilliant engagement by Liam Sheedy and Sport Ireland with our athletes, trying to look at international benchmarks on how we have an athletes focused future when it comes to high performance.
So we've looked at similar sized countries and what they're doing and how we could be better.
So New Zealand and Denmark, for example, and they've had serious medal success when they produced a similar high performance strategy. And there's kind of three key areas that we're focusing on. How do we enhance the personal supports and services for athletes, so their transition from junior to senior, their education, their direct financial support. We're also
looking, is it all about the money or is it about other things as well?
No, also about expert coaching. So how do we produce brilliant coaches in Ireland? How do we make sure we retain and keep them? How do we go to the next level and international, have an international benchmark on our coaching? But also developing our sports campus and making it the true home of sport and putting serious capital investment in that. And I think, you know, we've got the international metrics here on bringing high performance to the next stage and underpinning that with investment. And it is about the individual athlete supporting their talent from a young age all the way through to their retirement so they can see the full potential, see their full potential, and we'll see more medals for Ireland on the international stage.
I don't know, were you watching Hungary Germany last night? It certainly was some humdinger of a match. They're out now. But in terms of the UEFA decision on no rainbow when they're playing, an opportunity missed?
I think it was an opportunity missed. And I think UEFA should have celebrated the request from Munich to have the stadium lit up with pride. And I think it's really regrettable. I think even labelling it political was a missed point. And I think, you know, we need to be inclusive and celebrate pride this month. And also, if you take our own stadium, the Aviva, it's been lit up with pride colours since 2019. I think UEFA have missed an opportunity. And I think they certainly were, it was out of touch with what many people across Europe would like to have seen.
Sports Minister Jack Chambers, thank you very much for coming into us on Morning Ireland.